Hi, this is Barry Bissell, and this is Asian Pop Radio, on air and online across the country.
Daily Express Pop Update. News in 90 seconds.
Hi, Siobhan Stolstar with what's happening in the world of Asian pop today.
Filipino celebrity Chris Aquino has been signed by an American management agency who also handles singer Brian Ju and actress Selena Lee. Aquino is best known in the Philippines for her acting roles in such movies such as Feng Shui, Happy Together, and the highest-grossing movie for 2006, Sukob. She has also hosted talk shows and variety shows such as Deal or No Deal and Wheel of Fortune, to name a few. Chris has some powerful family connections too. Her mother, Corazon Cojuangco Aquino, was the 11th president of the Philippines and the first woman to hold that position, not only in the Philippines, but in Asia. Her brother, Benigno S. Aquino III, also served as the 15th president. She will soon be starring with Michelle Yeoh in the upcoming film adaptation of Kevin Kwan's Crazy Rich Asians. Source: Enquirer.net. Controversy this week has followed K-pop boy group EXP Edition after the release of their teaser for their debut, Feel Like This, because they are not Korean. The vast majority of the K-pop community are up in arms over the four young men from the USA singing in Korean, claiming this doesn't make it K-pop and is them misappropriating the K-pop culture. The guys have spent 2 years in Korea learning to dance, sing, learn the Korean language and the culture, which, as some have pointed out, is more effort than BP Rania member Alex, who is being seen as just a gimmick for the group, being of African-American descent and lacking in the talent department. Source: Inquisitor. Japanese girl group Supergirls announced recently that 17-year-old member Kidoguchi Sakurako would go on hiatus for a while due to her poor physical condition. They also stated that this would include social media as well. The group are to release a new single, Sweet Smile, on April 26th, so fans are keeping fingers crossed that she'll be able to make a return to promote soon. No further notice as to what her ailment is, but we'll be joining fans to wishing her a speedy recovery. Source: Tokyo Hive.
That's what's making news today in the world of Asian pop. Your news today was written by Cassandra Brodsell and presented by me, Siobhan Stolznow. Download our Asian Pop Radio app now to stream Asia-wide hits 24/7 or subscribe to our podcasts for interviews and other content on demand. Full details at asianpopradio.com. Now here's another Asia-wide hit on Asian Pop Radio.